November 21st, freedom. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. James 5:16. At my last ministry, we had a process that, when used properly, would allow a person to walk through all areas of their life with another individual and verbally confess and repent of anything that the Lord brought to mind during the meeting. You would think that people would be afraid to confess all their sins to anyone, friend or stranger, and typically, they were very nervous as they entered our office building. However, when they left, there was a difference, a peace. What they felt when they entered the building was shame and embarrassment. When they left, they knew they were free. The enemy could no longer hold those embarrassing secrets over them because they had been confessed. They knew they were forgiven, and the enemy had no power now that the past was in the light, repented of, and prayed over. It wasn't until I had an appointment that I finally understood the importance of confession. For years, I had needlessly held on to shame that wasn't required. God doesn't want us to live in guilt of the past. We should confess it and move on. God already has. Are there any sins from your past that haunt you? Confess them, get them into the light, and move forward in freedom. Do not be hindered in your walk by a voice of shame or guilt.